When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is People Every Day. Coming up...
It wasn't innately inside of me to share my feelings. This is what's going on. I shouldered a lot.
The Rock is in the building, celebrating people's big 100 Reasons to Love America issue, featuring cover star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Plus, pioneer woman Ree Drummond reveals her shocking weight loss and major cast shakeups on Real Housewives of Orange County. It's June 16th. Hello, hello. This is People Every Day, and tis I, Janine Rubenstein, your host, here to take you through what is buzzing the loudest out there. And no, I'm not talking about the cicadas. Ew. It is Wednesday. We're at the midweek point, and just a lot to get into. First, I want to mention that we are also in the midst of Black Music Month, and I saw that today would have been Tupac Shakur's 50th birthday. The iconic rapper was killed in 1996 at the age of 25, just a tragic ending to his life. And today, one of his best friends, Jada Pinkett Smith, is remembering him in a sweet way, reading from a never-before-shared letter and poem he wrote for her. So just take a listen to that.
It is true that nothing gold can last. We will all one day see death. When the purest hearts are torn apart, lost souls are all that's left.
Still can't believe it's been 25 years. Well, today is special for another reason as well. We are celebrating our 100 Reasons to Love America special issue with none other than The Rock gracing the cover. Who doesn't love that guy? And later in the show, we hear from him. And I also go through our very fun list and give 10 of my favorite reasons to love America that are in the issue. So stay tuned for that. Now, though, top stories. And joining me is People Platform Director Michelle Corriston and People food writer and beloved food influencer Shay Spence. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, hi. So, Shay, you're going to have to tell me, because you know everything about Instagram, if Women Crush Wednesday is still a thing. Is that now?
I'm more interested in Man Crush Monday, but I think we're still doing both.
Okay. Is it still happening? Well, I was going to dub top stories that, because we have some women-led stories to get into, right? Let's start with just all the shakeups coming out of the Real Housewives franchise. People are getting the boot. So, Michelle, what can you tell me about who's in and who's out?
This was a huge shakeup, which actually comes after last season's huge shakeup. So a lot of changes on Real Housewives of Orange County. Kelly Dodd, who most people would know as the villain of the show, Bronwyn Windenberg, and Elizabeth Vargas, who was a newbie on the last season, are all out.
Wow. So we had Bronwyn on the show, and it was one of those, are you going to be back? And she was like, I don't know. What happened? Why do we think this was the decision?
So I think there were a few factors at play. First of all, Kelly is very controversial on the show. You know, she's wacky. She's zany. She's drunk a lot of the time. She swears like a sailor, but that has created a lot of conflicts within the group. And I think also the last season was filmed during COVID. And Kelly was what we call a COVID denier for a lot of what we were seeing. She is very politically conservative, married to someone from Fox News, which is all well and good. But I think people just may have hit like their threshold with seeing those types of people on their television screens.
Also, she clashed folks the wrong way.
Yeah. And she clashed with everyone. Bronwyn had a lot of personal drama. We saw her struggle with her sobriety, and which was a great journey to behold. She also came out in the last season. She has a girlfriend. She's still married to her husband on the show. There's a lot going on.
And they're still living together. And yeah, it's complicated. One thing she talked about was just not drinking in terms of her sobriety. And, you know, we know Housewives, the wine is like a main character of this show. Like, so she talked about having to like leave filming early and not stay for like, you know, the after hangs and things like that. I wonder if that had anything to do with her just not wanting to engage.
Yeah, and some of her castmates have questioned her authenticity, whether she was doing certain things for a storyline. And then there's Elizabeth Vargas, who is new, and she just didn't quite click with viewers. It was also a tricky season. Mm-hmm. It was the first season without OG of the OC, Vicky, and Tamra Judge. So there were a lot of changes, and I think the chemistry just wasn't there for the cast.
Got it. Got it. Wait, Shay, do you watch?
I do watch. I'm a Big Housewives fan. And I have to say, I am so excited to have Heather Dubrow back. I feel like when she left, the show all went downhill. And I feel like very hopeful for the future now.
Nice. Wait, so she's coming in replacement of Bronwyn?
I don't know exactly who she's replacing because it was like a 1-2-3 punch and then here's Heather. I'm sure they'll add other women. I'm sure Vicky Gunvalson is like speed dialing Andy as we speak. but Heather, I agree with you, Shay. She, let's just say her nickname on the show is Fancy Pants. She's an actress, the wife of botched plastic surgeon Terry Dubrow. We saw them build their ginormous dream home chateau on the show, but she really kind of kept it real and tried to keep the show in like a classier space. She clashed with Kelly a lot in her last season. She allegedly gave an ultimatum like fire Kelly or I'm done after Kelly threw a fit in a restaurant called Shannon Bedore the C word. And I think she just really objected to the direction the show was going in.
Yeah.
And I think that what just happened proves that viewers were objecting to the direction the show was going in too. So there's a lot of
drama. Okay, well, let's shift over really quickly to Beverly Hills because there's some real life legal drama going on there. We, of course, talked about the Girardis and just the mess that they have gotten themselves into. Erica Girardi is still on the Beverly Hills cast, but what are we hearing about the court case surrounding just the issues, the crimes that are being alleged against her and her former husband?
So this Housewife and the Hustler documentary came out detailing all of the allegations. And then literally as that happened, her attorneys filed a motion to remove themselves from representing her.
Oof.
And they said their trust has been broken. The relationship is irreparable. They just want off the case. And it really raised a lot of red flags for people thinking, is Erica lying about how much she knew about what her husband was doing? Now, she hasn't been charged with the crime herself.
Mm-hmm.
The legal battles that she's embroiled in are like, as Tom's wife, and then of course their divorce, which some people think is also just kind of a way for them to move money around. But she's insisting that she knew nothing and that their marriage was over already because Tom was allegedly cheating, or so she believes. But it's a little tricky because the documentary showed that she was listed as a secretary. Money was moved to her company.
So they were learning. It sounds like the lawyers were learning along with the rest of us what was going on potentially behind the scenes. Oh, my goodness. So the more to come in this Housewives mishigash. But I want to shift over to another woman who is just making headlines right now. And this is all in your wheelhouse, Shay. Pioneer Woman.
Yes, we love the Pioneer Woman.
There's a whole new Pioneer Woman, apparently.
Yeah, so Ree Drummond, who is, of course, best known as the Food Network's Pioneer Woman, recently revealed that she lost 43 pounds. And she says she feels better than she ever has, most importantly. And what's really cool is she went into the specifics on how she does it, for how she did it for the past 6 months in, you know, a very lengthy blog post.
I know. I'm like reading some of the quotes here. I've gotten so accustomed to excusing myself from working out because of my work schedule or travel schedule. But during the past few months, I just chose to be late on a deadline or put off work until the next day so that exercise could happen, she explained. It was a simple shift in mindset, but it was important. So was it just exercise, or is she like not eating what she's cooking? Because we all know she does not skimp on the butter and the...
She became famous for making meals for her family of ranch hands, and those people need a lot of calories, right? So she definitely is not known for her diet food, but that's actually okay because she said she didn't do any fad diets or really change up what she ate so much, just, you know, how much she ate. They say weight loss is really, you know, all about getting more calories out than you're putting in. So for her, that meant portion control and daily exercise. And she did cut out sugar and alcohol completely and made sure to get more protein in her diet. So that was kind of the shift she made. She said she didn't, you know, she didn't do keto, she didn't do intermittent fasting, which she had tried in the past. Rhee also said she wanted to gain muscle, which she enlisted the help of her rancher husband, Lad, for. So she got a rowing machine.
Well, okay, just I have to ask you, Shay, because you know pretty much every recipe that was ever made by anyone on any Food Network. what's your favorite? What's one of your favorite Rhee Drummond recipes?
Oh my gosh. I love so many of her recipes. I recently made this chicken cutlet that was like sort of a caprese on top. It was from one of her most recent cookbooks, and it was actually a little bit lighter. It was heavy on the protein. It had, you know, mozzarella cheese and tomatoes on top. It was delicious. So I think it was called like bruschetta chicken. I love all of her recipes, and she obviously has some really fatty recipes that I love too, but I think that she's she has proven that she can go kind of the whole scale of, you know, recipes. She has some lighter ones, and then of course the big heavy ones. She does a great lasagna, a great potato salad.
Oh, stop it. Guys, thank you so much for taking me through top stories today.
Thanks for having us. So good to see you.
Next up, The Rock and 9 more reasons to love America. Stay tuned. It's the week of our big 100 Reasons to Love America issue. And when I think about this here country of ours, of course, there is so, so much work to be done, problems to solve, things, huge things to overcome. But as a tried and true optimist, there's also so much here to love and appreciate. And that is what this annual issue and this here segment is all about. No, we don't have time to go through all 100 reasons, but my team and I did pick 10 fun ones to share. We're going to count them out, but these are in no particular order, except, and I'm going to get some help from my cheering section, number
one.
National Treasure Dwayne The Rock Johnson is our top reason to love America. The hit wrestler turned movie superstar sat down with People's Julie Jordan for this week's cover story, and he opened up like never before. Despite being the quintessential tough guy, he talks about his vulnerability and how he's even dealt with depression at times. Take a listen.
At that time, when you're in it, at least when I was in it, the first time I had experienced that, looking back, I was 18 years old, and I had no idea what depression was. You know, nowadays, it's called depression. Back then, it was called get off the couch, get your together, and change what's happening here. But no, I had no idea what that was, and to be honest with you, as I went on down the line in life, experienced it a few more times too. And admittedly, over the years, I was born an only child, and I was always a better listener than I was a communicator in terms of sharing my feelings. Now, when it came to, I feel like, listening and helping and sharing my thoughts on somebody else's issues, I would be right there. So the reason why I'm sharing this is because it wasn't just innately inside of me to share my feelings. This is what's going on. I shouldered a good amount as a kid.
That said, his family now is his happy place, and he is a proud girl dad. Here's what he shared about that part.
The most important thing that I've learned about raising daughters, and I have a 19-year-old daughter, I have a 5-year-old, and I have one who is going to turn 3. The most important thing that I've learned over the years is just be there, and how important that is, and being present.
All right, on to another reason, number
two.
And Gotta love that Dolly Parton, right? She makes the list. I remember seeing her walking through a casino in Vegas. I was just a kid in town for my cheer competition, and she had her bodyguards, and I was so starstruck. I just yelled out, "I loved you in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas." And she turns around and says, "What are you doing watching that movie?" I got a hug and everything, and still she is inspiring me. Who can forget her sweet act of community service during the pandemic, getting the word out about the vaccine? Take a listen.
Vaccine.
All right, number
3.
Michaela Holmgren. She is on the list and is the first woman with Down syndrome to compete in Minnesota's Miss USA pageant, but more recently, the first to possibly make it into Sports Illustrated's big swimsuit issue. We had her on the show a little while back, and she had some words of inspiration for all of us. Take a listen.
You can learn the new parts in your life, your future, your journey, and just tell your story in the background. You can do that.
The next reason to love America, number
4.
NASA's Diana Trujillo, a Colombian immigrant who came to this country with $300, put herself through school by cleaning houses, and now fast forward, just helped us get to Mars again as an aerospace engineer working on NASA's Perseverance rover. Take a listen to her.
If I could be out there as an astronaut and represent humanity, there was no more bigger honor than that.
We're halfway there. Reason number
5.
9-year-old Korean-American actor Alan Kim from last year's acclaimed film Minari. I know you guys remember his adorably emotional Critics' Choice Awards acceptance speech. We will definitely be seeing more of him. All right, number
6.
Miss Dionne Warwick, y'all, a legend, a Black music and pop music icon. And at 80 years old, now she is still making music and keeping her finger on the pulse of what's popular, okay? Just listen to her gush about Cardi B. Yes, she's a fan. Listen.
She knows who she is, you know, and does not apologize for it, which I think is wonderful because you always have to be who you are. But I find her just to be a cute little thing. But, you know, it's, like I said, interfacing with these, I call them my babies, you know, because they've been in the business a snap of a finger compared to my length of time in the industry. And I find it quite heartwarming that they're taking the time even to respond to me.
Just wow. And now reasons number
7
and
8.
There's the real-life nomads from the Oscar-winning film Nomadland, just creating a portrait of American life and landscape that we rarely get to see or appreciate. So definitely they are on the list. But also, of course, Amanda Gorman, the young poet laureate who spoke to all of our hearts with her rousing poem at President Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony earlier this year.
We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny Black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president.
Love, love, love her. She is doing so much. Almost there. Okay, guys, that brings us to number
9.
A true love and guilty pleasure of mine and millions of other Americans, Popeye's chicken sandwich. Lord, just play the commercial.
I finally did it. Popeye's new chicken sandwich. I've been trying to make the perfect chicken sandwich forever.
How does that make you feel?
You know me, it had to be just right. Mm-hmm. Finding a bun as good.
Now I'm hungry. And our last, but definitely not least reason to love America, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back, baby. They are full on together again after breaking up 17 years ago. Bennifer 2.0 is rounding out the list, and in celebration, and to send you off, here's a scene from their 2003 film, Geely.
This may be a good time to suggest that you not allow the seeds of cruel hope to sprout in your soul.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful.
It means you're not my type.
That was just a few of the many, well, 100 reasons to love America in this week's special issue. Check out more on people.com and go grab a copy on stands. And now, something to make you smile. I know from experience, there is nothing like a sweet little baby showing how much they adore you. And, well, Meghan Trainor and her husband, Daryl Sabara, got the best three words from their little four-month-old son, Riley. I couldn't believe this. Take a listen.
I love you.
Meghan posted the video to Instagram, and just like the proud parents, we are all gushing over here. Well, love you guys, and talk to you all tomorrow.